Happy Friday. Blake and Eva show. Got Todd popping in here from News Center Maine. Debate over Oreos that we need to settle. This is one of those. Oh, by the way, brand new Backstreet Boys song just came out, and we have that in just a second.
Oh, yay.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Ooh.
So, the Oreo debate.
Oreo debate.
What color? Well, you know what? Let me just take a poll before I. What color? Or write down your answer. Write down your answer.
Okay.
Todd, yeah. Write down your answer. Eva, write down your answer. I just want to keep you honest. I don't want you changing your answers. Okay.
Okay.
What color are Oreos? The cookie part.
The cookie part, not the cream
not
part.
Not the cream part. I know the cream part is white. What color are Oreos? Okay.
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 And then we'll see if there's a definitive answer. Eva says the Oreos are?
Very dark brown.
Todd says Oreos are?
Dark brown.
Okay. Yeah, I would have said black.
Yeah, but, I mean, but that's, I think this is a trick question, so. Yeah.
It's not a trick question. Well, this is a debate, and even the Oreo company has not settled it. They say, quote, some people think the Oreo is a shade of brown. Others view it closer to black.
It is kind of black, but I guess when you think it's chocolate, you brown it down.
See, I would have gone the reverse.
Because you think it's chocolate.
I think black and white.
Like an Oreo, black and white.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was thinking that maybe this is sort of like a...
Probably depends on the lighting. In dim lighting, it appears black.
It would be easier to do this if we had some to, like, look at.
I agree.
I'm sorry I didn't
bring
I think
Blake should have thought of that, actually. I mean, come on, Blake.
Oreo debate fail.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is like, we've gotten tired of debating actual issues, so let's argue about Oreos. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, anyway, that's the debate going on. I felt that we needed to at least address it once. And
what do you think?
I don't really have an opinion.
What do you mean you don't have an opinion?
Well,
what does that mean?
I have to. I think they're black, but they're not. I think of Oreos as black and white, but if I were to describe the color, I don't think it's just straight black. It's probably a dark, dark, dark brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I think of it.
But when I think of Oreos, I think of black and white. Like when I think of a black and white dog, good name for a black and white dog might be Oreo.
Right.
Yeah.
But. Not a brown and white dog. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, I would not name a brown and white dog Oreo, but I would name a black and white dog Oreo.
I see what you're doing.
See, there's a strange...
Jesus.
I think you settled it, Blake. I think you settled it.
So they're black? How did I settle it? I don't even know what I think.
I know. They're black. I mean, that was...
I think they're black.
Okay. Oreos are black and white,
yep.
Except when they're sometimes brown.
Or if there's a dog involved.
There we go. Okay. There we go. See? Settled.
All right.
So I'm scrolling through my Facebook feed yesterday, and of course, I feel so bad for my liberal friends, which I'm a part of, but I feel so bad because there's been like this really emotional sort of tense up and down, and you know what I mean? It was the election, and it was kind of this hope, and everyone was going, blue wave, you know? And then it wasn't that great. You know, in Maine, it was pretty big, and there were firsts all over the country. First female governor here, who we're going to have on the show later this morning, and like all this good stuff. And then it was like, oh, okay, I'm back up, you know. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg cracks three ribs, and everyone's like, oh my God, you know, no, it's been like this emotional roller coaster for so many people, you know.
Well, and the thought of. A third.
I know, and that's just, you know, of all presidents to put three on the court, you know.
So rapper and bubble.
I'm scrolling through my Facebook feed yesterday, and I can't tell you how many friends have offered their ribs for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They're like, RBG, I got plenty. You could take any of mine you need. One of my friends, who's actually a state legislator in Pennsylvania, who's done really well there. He said something like, I will be a human in a bucket if that's what it requires. Take my ribs, Ruth.
Chili's. I want my baby back ribs.
Yeah, they're going to do boneless
barbecue sauce.
You'll find married rib in the middle is swimming in sauce.
Gross.
Yeah. They're offering all kinds of ribs. Well, the McRib doesn't have bones, so that's kind of useless.
Okay.
Right. Maybe they took them out and sent them to Ruth's hospital.
Ooh.
You know, bandage her up. I guess she's
McDonald's like, we get a tax write-off for this if we send a Supreme Court justice some of the ribs from
us.
Right. What'd you say this was again?
McDonald's calls it the McRib sandwich.
McRib? I don't see any bones.
Hey, who wants bones in a sandwich?
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
Valid point. Back then when the commercials were really straightforward.
Yeah.
You know? How are we going to sell this McRib sandwich? Good. Let's just tell them there's no bones. There you go. That's the biggest selling point for the McRib.